Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole Waters, while she does it all, and we have a special segment lined up for you today, so I'm so excited to have you tune in, and thanks so much for joining us. Now, this broadcast is a resource of www.wowshedoesitall.com, and the Wow Seat features five signature segments that are each hosted on different platforms, and you can learn more about those different segments by visiting our Tumblr platform at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com, and also you can follow our Facebook page, The Wow Seat Podcast. Well, our core focus for today is on the real cost of staying in your comfort zone, and this is going to be with our returning special guest, the Power Zone coach, Renee Johnson. And Renee was featured in our previous segment where she shared on the topic, stepping into your power zone and leveling up your wow work. And it was beyond amazing. That was such a powerful, powerful segment. And you can visit our archives to listen to that segment, or you can find the link to that episode in the show description of this show, along with a brief bio about her. I've included her website, how to connect with her on LinkedIn, and also how you can secure a copy of her book, Leaving Your Comfort Zone. Now, if you would like to call in during this segment with questions or comments for Renee, the call number is 845-277-9334. Again, that is 845-277-9334. Please press the number 1 to get into the host queue. And because this is a short segment, we are requesting that you keep your questions and your comments brief and laser-like. So today, our segment is going to be different. This is going to be a very different format than our traditional show structure, and I'm pretty much going to allow Renee to have the floor because what she's going to be bringing forth is extremely powerful, and I want her to get as much in as possible. And as I shared in the previous segment, that Renee is very, very dear to me, and we have a sisterhood connection. And I call her the Power Zone Queen and the Powerhouse of Powerhouses, and you will see why momentarily. Now, as the Power Zone Coach, Renee empowers business owners and executives who are ready to break through to their greater inner leader and activate the magic in their power zones. And I am honored to be featuring her again on the Wow Seat. So welcome back, Queen Renee.
Well, thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I am excited to play with you today.
I am excited too. So glad to have you back because at the close of the last segment, you started talking about the cost of staying in the comfort zone, which is why, of course, I wanted to have you back on immediately so that you could shed more light on this particular area because it is extremely, extremely important. And before we dive into that, would you mind providing sort of a brief recap of what you shared in the last segment, things that you feel are going to be most valuable that can sort of segue into the continuation of the discussion for today?
Okay. When we ended last time, we were talking about considering the personal power you have as a choice. And I had shared with your listeners about, you know, stopping the struggle, the fight that is keeping them in their comfort zone, and what that looks like. Because what I do with my clients is that I'm helping them break through this and take that power back and not just, you know, justifying, excusing it away and so forth, so that that vehicle that they're working on in their business, their entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. that it can be the vehicle to live their life, not the other way around.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and I often find that, you know, that's what we're going to dig in today, more juicy today, but I find out that the disempowerment that we often give ourselves, right, that we often put ourselves mm-hmm. in, that creates this real struggle, often what I call the tolerance factor. And there's mm-hmm. this real cost that comes with it that we don't see maybe years down the road, or when a situation comes that it's too late to benefit from making those
that hindsight.
The hindsight.
Hindsight 2020, but we can avoid a lot of that on the onset, for sure. Definitely. Yeah, so, you know, let's go ahead, if you don't mind, can we just go ahead and dive in? I really want to ask you what it's costing leaders and entrepreneurs when they stay in their comfort zones. And we can just have some dialogue around this, but I really want you to just dig into what you want to share with the listeners today.
Okay. You got it. So first thing for your listeners, let's talk about the difference between your comfort zone and your power zone. I see different posts out there that because so we can relate this to what truly it is and the relevance. So we're talking about the comfort zone in this case is not like what I was doing a few minutes before the show, where I was relaxing on my patio here in Phoenix, the sunshine, and enjoying the waterfall. And I'm enjoying the fruits of my labor, getting ready to, you know, getting inspired to be here and be on the show. And I'm enjoying my hard work that I've done, right? And I'm being present here. That enjoyment, that being in a place of comfort and peace is not the comfort zone we're going to talk about today. That's my point, okay? Right. And often I like my comfort zone. It feels good in my comfort zone. But we're not talking
about that.
We're not talking. No.
Yeah. That's funny. I want to jump in real quick because, you know, this is interesting because a lot of times we do, people reside in their comfort zones and they snuggle in those. But the comfort zones aren't that comfortable. It's just more of managing with contrast or pain or different things that people don't want to move beyond it because it's familiar. But most of the time, it's not comfortable.
No, it's not. But that's what I'm trying. Good point. Because that's what I'm trying to help your listeners see is that you'll see different posts out there and they talk about getting your comfort zone. You know, I don't view the comfort zone the way that those warm and fuzzy ones do. Okay.
No, then, me neither.
As uncomfortable. So let's separate that because when you get a place to celebrate your hard work, the fruits of your labor, that's not a comfort zone. What we're going to talk about today is being stalled. And what we're talking about is settling. Mm-hmm. And the comfort zone, how you know, we're going to get down and juicy in this, but light level first, is that it's where limiting beliefs live. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's where we are coasting. And when we're coasting, what happens? Unless we keep pedaling, you stop. You just settle in and you tolerate, okay? It's where, you have to hear this, listeners, it's where you absolutely cannot take risk from. So there's no risk-taking happening when you're in a comfort zone. Don't fool yourself. There is none. We might, I think you mentioned before on when we were talking about, you might swim around the same pitfall, right? You might pedal around and try to make the water more beautiful and looking and smelling good, but you're really not taking the risk to jump out of that bowl into the next or even beyond.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly. Right.
Okay, so
this is powerful already.
What's that?
I said this is powerful already.
Okay. So let's good.
What you're sharing,
good. Talking about... Mm-hmm. So let's go into some of the costs of the comfort zone before we talk about really breaking down the layers and how to maybe move beyond. So think about this for a minute. Now think about this for a minute. I like to say that when we talk about being risk adverse, you know, when we're talking about there's no risk taking, staying in your comfort zone does not guarantee you're not going to take risk. In fact,
that is so true.
Settling in your life does not eliminate risk.
Mm.
Okay?
Repeat that.
Settling in
Repeat
your...
that.
Yeah. Settling in your life does not eliminate risk. So let me share the ways, because you asked me, what's the cost of this for leaders and entrepreneurs?
Yeah.
I came up with a list, and I could probably put pages, but let me just share a list here of a few things related to that. And,
okay.
You know, what things would you risk by settling in your comfort zone? Let's count the ways. Okay. How about missing out on better relationships? Do you have any relationships in your life that, you know, you would like to be more connected with? Perhaps you need to have that courageous conversation you've been putting off. And so you're not able to really feel the connection of that relationship. You know, that's one of our core things that we want in life is to be connected, right?
Yes.
And so that's one that I find comes forward. How about a brighter, you know, more expansive career? I talk about several stories in my book about individuals who come to me after years of going up the corporate chain and to only find out they've been tolerating and to look back realizing they've been living somebody else's dream, somebody else's expectation of them, some limiting belief that they've re-verified, reproved, and now here they are sitting there going, I'm not happy. Like for leaders, I hear this, I'm going off course here for a second. I've had leaders say, what I thought I was going to do in my leadership role is not what I'm doing. I'm not inspiring anybody. I'm not influencing anybody. I just feel like I'm going through the motions. And you got to hear this. Busy work is not productive work. Busy work does not allow you to inspire and influence. Okay? Okay? In fact, I have some more things on the list, but along that line is that, okay, the number one way that I've proven that professional entrepreneurs and leaders, the fastest way you'll get back in your comfort zone is by not honoring and not managing your time from a place of self-honor. That's the fastest way you'll get back in your comfort zone where you start just treading water, busy work, because you're not leveling up, and we're going to go in detail on that, but not adding value for yourself. And when you don't manage your time, man, do you not feel pressure like you can't take risks because you're too busy over here checking off the list, checking off the to-dos, checking off the meetings, checking off – you're just going through the motions.
Going through the motions, right. Human hamster wheel.
Okay.
Looping, but not really moving the needle.
And more of that. And more of that just creates days more like that. And more of that just creates a life more like that. Our time is our life. And so if we don't get our hands on the steering wheel of our life, which I'm going to dig down on that in one of the strategies I'm going to teach your listeners. So another thing on this list is how about missing out on bucket list experience. Those bucket lists are meant to live. You're like, I got to do one last May. And, you know, people said, different friends said, well, do you have the time? Do you have the money? Do you have this? You know what I said? Risk, done, go. You know, just go. Go live your life. So, you're going to miss out on those bucket list experiences. How about
it's too costly.
Too costly. How about starting a new business? That idea that you've been putting off, that innovative idea that could cure somebody, support somebody, evolve somewhere that the universe needs, right?
Exactly.
The cost. The costs go on and on, like not making a difference, not having those courageous conversations so you have revolving doors in your business. Mm. And that ends up where you're not utilizing your strengths or other individuals. And those involved in human resource and management, there's a cost, like a huge cost on that, you know, right? How about risking not falling in love? Not taking
a
risk.
That's a good one.
That's one I'm kind of working on. When I work on the life coaching, I talk to people about they do it backwards in life, and I've been guilty of that years ago, you know, learning this process. I teach what I learned. We think we're going to find somebody, and they're going to plug everything and make our lives so happy and so rich. Well, what you need to do is find yourself first. You need to understand yourself first and the values you want in your life. Then you need to define your journey.
Yeah.
And then you find somebody to be on that journey with. See the other way around with that? So, how about risking
loving
saying
this,
yes
loving
to something?
This. This is great. Yes.
Yeah. So, like you and I, if I wouldn't have taken the risk to say, sure, let's jump on a call, let's meet each other, I'd never be here with you serving today. So, you know, at the cost of that, we've got so many things that are bubbling inside of us, right? And
you, exactly.
Right? And if I wouldn't have said
we
yes, then that door
that.
Wouldn't that door wouldn't open, right, to greater happiness. So if we stay limited inside of our barriers, we limit our happiness, because happiness comes from inside in our mindset and being grateful. And you want to expand your comfort zone, just expand your gratitude, because it only makes your comfort zone larger, because it then presents to you the possibilities that are available to you, which leads me to, you know, fulfilling your dreams. So think about these. And now we didn't go into tactical things in business. Absolutely. But if you just think about these items here, and you add a price tag. You add a cost price tag, but you add a soul. You add a soul price tag to either any one of these things that I've shared. At the end of the day, I want your listeners to hear this. The real cost is not belonging to yourself.
Say that again. That's like a triple amen, a quadruple amen. That needs to be that needs to be on loop right there, because that right there is the chief cornerstone to me. Not belonging to yourself. Oh, that's hell within itself to me. That is because there's no truth about it if you don't know who you are. You can't serve and lead from a higher place if you're not grounded in yourself. Queen Renee, this right here, you are opening this up on a whole nother level. I love this. This is great.
I'm so thrilled to hear that, because that's been one of my next level. You know, we go through different levels of your comfort zone. As I mentioned in the last segment, if you're lucky in life, you're going to find many of these. The opportunity is to drop deeper in and find a richer power zone.
Yes.
Well, through my journey the last couple of years, this has been where I've dropped in. I've come out the other side of really understanding that truth of belonging to myself. And it makes everything else look different in your life, of where you're going to put your personal value and honor yourself. And the richness of your life changes. And the things that seemingly were important that are just background noise, you know, are not important.
Yeah.
And you elevate yourself into so many areas. So all these things that hold you back, the opposite of what I shared, just that list, they all prevent you from belonging to yourself.
Right.
They right? And how do you recognize?
I love the way you stated that.
Good. Good. You know, how do you recognize that you're not belonging to yourself? I talk about this in great details in chapter 4 in my book for your listeners on overcoming the confidence blockers, because I want to segue into that and give them a few strategies, if that's okay.
Please. Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay. So if you think about now we're talking about here is the next phase in doing this, and what prevents us from belonging to ourselves, our higher truth. I look at I've done a lot of research over the years, and what I've ascertained with my work is that if you look at your comfort zone, there are four layers of your comfort zone. And if you think of yourself in the middle and you're busting your way out to the other side, okay, these layers are what I call your confidence blockers. And confidence blockers are insidious success barriers that control the decisions you make and the way you react to various situations. Okay? And and what they do, what they do when we look at these and identifying these confidence blockers is they all work together to keep you comfortable in your comfort zone. And reversely, when we utilize belonging to ourselves and empowering ourselves to break through them, then we can overcome these. And what are they?
Yeah.
So your confidence blockers are your fears. Okay, that's the first one, first layer. Then it's your internal barriers. then it's your lack, hear this, lack of assertiveness.
Wow. Wow.
And then it's lack of self-care. And I'm going to break them down a little bit for your listeners here. But somebody who's in touch, you know, with themselves, belonging to themselves, they're in their personal power zone. They're able to champion their fears. They use them as growth opportunities. They understand the influence of self-talk and beliefs. And they demonstrate this through their own assertiveness to take risks and show up. And they know as a result, they are deserving self-care. Now, the opposite is true when they're working against you. An individual who is not, you know, expressing their full level of confidence is not in tune with or may have forgotten the power they possess. Because of this, they manifest, the fears themselves manifest, and they influence your actions, thus suppressing your growth. And guess what that does? That actually validates your negative self-talk and your harmful beliefs. And that in turn, that in turn fuels
it's a trap.
It's a trap. Yeah. And guess what? When you're fearful, you're less likely to be assertive, to take risks. And here's the big thing. Here's the big thing that doesn't allow you to belong to yourself. You feel less worthy of
self-care. That's a tragedy.
It is a tragedy. You feel less worthy of self-care. And then still not applying strategies to overcome these inhibit your confidence and preventing you from leaving your comfort zone. So in conclusion of that kind of definition for your listeners, and all this is broke out in detail in my book, but confidence blockers hinder your ability to take the risk necessary for true success in your life.
We need a seminar on this topic alone to flesh it out. And, you know, something that you said earlier, like there are, I mean, this topic has been one that people talk about often, you know, over the years, but it is important the way that you are breaking this down and helping leaders and entrepreneurs to understand what the foundation should be, right? Before you even start talking about leading and being better and shifting, is being at home within yourself, belonging to yourself. That right there, as I said earlier, to me, that's the chief cornerstone. Because if you don't really know who you are, and you're not grounded in that, you really can't authentically lead effectively. And honestly, that right there, that is way too costly at this stage of the game in leadership. I mean, people are not stepping up the way that they need to. And as you mentioned, staying in these comfort zones and making them more comfortable for themselves, not realizing that this is a trap. And I know we have only about like 7 minutes or so left in the segment, but what I really, I know it goes by so fast. What I want to do so that the listeners can know this already is that, you know, Renee, you and I, we are going to put together a longer presentation or so that people will be able to have access to, because this right here needs to be fleshed out on many levels, and leaders and entrepreneurs, it is the time to level up, and they have to make that shift. I am going to put a plug in for people to get your book, Leaving Your Comfort Zone, because you've been sharing some of that with us and the things that you teach and train leaders and executives, you know, with, but just the everyday average person can benefit so much from all that you have shared today. And that's why I'm just saying right now, because I know we wouldn't be able to get into all of the things that you have around this topic, that we definitely are going to put together something that, like I said, gets into this more in depth, and you can really just unleash, you know,
I would love that, because if I just tantalize the listeners with, there are four key fears that we're going to talk about in that seminar that you don't realize, and you're going to, so it's not just one fear. I'm going to show you which are the fears that hold you back. There are ways to identify those internal barriers and how to stop the thought the thought stopping process. You're going to learn about that. You're going to learn about what it means to be assertive and honoring and valuing and bringing that into your courageous conversations and addressing boundary breakers and so forth, and why celebrating success is one of the key ways that you need to practice for self-care. And as a leader,
yes,
you know, I don't believe that leaders who don't, I believe that leaders who don't celebrate are leaders not worth following.
Mm-hmm.
And to re-energize your faith,
I agree wholeheartedly.
You don't have to have the and you don't have to have a title on your door to be a leader. I talk about this in my book, and in my second book, Leadership Why, which is going to dig more into that belonging space,
okay,
and it'll be coming out later this year. Here's the thing. Leadership is not a title. It's how you show up. It is the way you use
absolutely
your voice, the way you inspire,
mm-hmm,
and the way you influence.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone can do this in their personal life and influence the relationships they touch every day. No matter what position your job is, everyone can be an emerging leader.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. Oh, wow. Once again, Queen Renee, you have come to the wow seat and wowed us once again. And I know we only have about 4 minutes left in the segment, but I want to give you an opportunity to share your website with our listeners and a parting word.
Thank you. And then, Nicole, I appreciate you. I'm so passionate about this because of the success stories that I've had over 20 years now that just keep getting richer and richer. And when your listeners go to my website, if anything, I encourage you to read through some of those in there. And because you might find that calling of your higher self speaking through some of the voices that, you know, I've influenced, and that might help you get the courage to want to, you know, reach out and support yourself. But the website itself is easy. As I'm the Power Zone Coach, it's powerzonecoach.com and powerzonecoach.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find my book. I made it easy for the listeners. You just, there's a tab there that says book, and there's three resources there. I'm going to have your this wow seat up there soon, and we've got other podcast work loading up.
Yeah.
So, you know, just going there, and then you have access to my social media sites. And if you're on Facebook and LinkedIn and even Instagram, I do daily power tips. I provide articles and videos. I try to give and serve as much as I can, because one of the key things, you know, one of the key things that I believe in is that service is the blood of life. And the more we serve, the more life we have. And, you know, if I'm a fit, great. If not, I want to just serve and let you hopefully plant some pearls and some seeds, because we all deserve to find our power zone. We all deserve that.
I agree. Yes. Here you go. You got me fanning over here again.
I adore you.
I am so grateful. I have a little bit over a minute left in the segment, but I am so grateful that you returned to share this, and I cannot wait until we do a seminar around this. This is going to be wonderful, but I want to just thank you again, and I just can't thank you enough, because this was incredible. And I'm sending you away always to have a wow day, and just thank you so much for being here again.
Thank you so much for the wonderful opportunity. See you soon.
See you soon. Thank you so much. Woo! Yes. This has been another powerful segment with the Power Zone Queen. And this was a much-needed topic to discuss. You know, I mentioned in the close of the last segment that there's no way that we can remain in our comfort zones and not make the shifts into our positions of power. I mean, it's just way too costly to stay in the comfort zone. I can't wait until we do more around this. Well, listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole Waters, While She Does It All. And as always, you can learn more about me on my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. And as always, until the next segment, make it a wow day and stay blessed.